The pandemic has brought new challenges for everyone, including Damani Ranch High School rising senior Maddie Rose, who had to find new coping methods to maintain a positive outlook. KUNR Youth Media's Celeste Rizzo sat down with Maddie to learn more about her experiences.
I think a lot of us have had time to learn more about ourselves. What do you think you have learned?
I guess above everything, I think just a lot of patience, because obviously everything had to be put on hold, and I think it was really frustrating for, I guess, like everyone that I know at least, to be like almost like watch like the possibilities of your life kind of go by. And I think that everyone also had to be patient with each other. So yeah, I think just a lot of like patience and learning also that it takes patience to get back to some kind of normal, and that, like, you know, maybe it will never be normal, but overall just, yeah, a lot of patience.
What were things you did to cope with the situation?
Definitely just having just a really good routine, and like every day, like I'm kind of doing the same things, and that is like what works for me. It's kind of, I guess, like grounding myself and like bringing myself back to, I don't know, just keep like a steady mindset. Also like talking with friends and maintaining control over my own life.
With also learning new lessons, a lot of people adapted new hobbies. What hobbies did you adopt?
One hobby, I guess, I don't know if this is really a hobby, but I definitely started listening to music a lot more. And I guess another hobby is reading. Even if it's like reading for school, I think I pay attention a lot more, and like I'm a lot more interested. I also, I guess, just love like kind of being creative and like, you know, it's like painting and drawing.
Is there any book that just impacted you?
I'm reading right now The Perks of Being a Wallflower. I loved that movie. I already read the book, actually, but I just love the book. And I guess I would say it impacted me because I think it has themes that are like kind of true throughout like a lot of like generations and a lot of different people's lives.
So Perks of a Wallflower deals with a lot of mental health and real situations. What impacts do you see in mental health with our generation?
I feel like definitely a lot of like depression and anxiety, and I think it was definitely fueled by quarantine especially. But also, I hate to say this, but I feel like at this point, like our generations, it's almost just a part of growing up. I feel like I don't really know anyone that doesn't suffer with at least one of those things, or more things, more issues with their mental health.
So now going back to yourself, with learning all these new experiences, what advice would you give yourself in the future?
I don't even know if this is gonna make sense, but just to like remain like stable. And I think that like I know what kind of like grounds me and makes me feel like, I guess, just present. And like I think going back to those things and knowing that I feel like it all works out, you know, things are gonna be okay, and they might not be the okay that like you expected them to be, but they're gonna be okay.
That was Maddie Rose, a rising senior at Damani Ranch High School, speaking to KUNR youth media reporter Celeste Rizzo, who is now a freshman at TMCC. Their conversation was produced for KUNR Youth Media, a special partnership with the Washoe County School District to train the next generation of journalists.